Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Backus, talking tariffs and U.S. beef in just a moment.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
Well, cattle producers, it's the Bighorn Classic from Superior Livestock, Monday through Friday, August 20th through the 24th on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Originating from Sheridan, Wyoming, the sale time each day starting 9 a.m. Central Time, 188,000 head of cattle will be offered. For details about this year's Bighorn Classic, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Kent Backus is the Director of International Trade and Market Access for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in their Washington, D.C. office. He says that a lot of folks within agriculture have complained about the unleveled playing field on the international arena with countries like the European Union, China, and others. And now that the Trump administration is trying to address some of those inequalities, they're feeling the pain and not liking it a lot. He says, unfortunately, agriculture is an easy target for these countries when our government starts demanding a better deal.
Yeah, I think, you know, unfortunately, agriculture is we're a big target for other countries. And when they see the reactions coming from, you know, the ag community, they know they've got a sensitive point and they know where they can apply pressure. And so a lot of countries have doubled down on that. Europe, China, you know, Canada and Mexico too. All that's for political leverage. The tariffs are designed to create an incentive. Leverage, if you will. They're designed to give an incentive, whether it's good or bad, for other countries to sit down and talk about things that they don't want to talk about. It's designed to have Canada sit down and actually talk about their supply management in dairy, which places tremendous restrictions on U.S. dairy exports into that market. You know, Mexico, we've got issues there as well. So it really is about leveling the playing field. And essentially, it's, okay, if you're going to keep doing this to us, then we're going to reciprocate. And that's what the president said, is reciprocal treatment. We will treat you how you treat us. We hope these other countries get the message, because it's clear the president is going to continue to move forward with this, and he's going to continue to apply tariffs.
And Backus says for agriculture, the short term is very tough indeed.
But I think at the end of the day, these other countries are going to feel the pain too. And that's the whole goal, is to try to incentivize them to come to the table.
I guess this is first time in decades that we've even tried anything like this.
Yeah, I think the end goal is obviously to try to have some kind of market access agreements. I think it's positive that, you know, we're still seeing the fact that the NAFTA talks are continuing, and hopefully we'll see some progress there. We're hearing we may see something wrapped up by Labor Day. We need to see, you know, China come to the table. Obviously, the threat of $200 billion or a 10% tariff on $200 billion wasn't strong enough. So the administration said, "Okay, well, we're going to raise that up to 25%." That's in addition to the tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods already. Yeah, China's going to feel the pain too. And you look at Europe, the threat of these car tariffs, that's big for them. But Europe doesn't want to talk about ag. They don't want to talk about U.S. agricultural goods coming into their market. They have a very protectionist, closed-loop system. They subsidize their agriculture heavily, and they try to put all of these obscure non-tariff barriers that aren't based on science, by the way. They try to put all of these in place to restrict trade. Well, if there's not an incentive for them to ever change, they're not going to change.
Right.
So if you can cause them a little pain and get them to, you know, come to the table, yeah, well, maybe that's the gamble that we need to take. And so we're looking at all of these options there. And I don't think it's lost on anyone that we need that stability, and we need this to happen as quickly as possible. You know, our message to the administration has been and will continue to be, we need that short term to be as short as possible. But do what you got to do.
NCBA's Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Cowboys Helping Kids at the 2018 OCA Ranch Rodeo. New name, but the same great event going on at the Lazy E Arena, August 24th and 25th. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and presenting partner Ford invite you to watch working cowboys representing 12 Oklahoma ranches compete at the 34th OCA Ranch Rodeo. Once again, the event will benefit Children's Hospital Foundation, and with your help, OCA has donated $475,000 since 1997. The OCA Ranch Rodeo performance is both nights at 7 o'clock. Tickets available at LazyE.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.